Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. So reading from the Srimad Bhagavatam, this is Canto 6, Chapter 3, text number 24. Etavattalam aga nirhanaya pumsam sankirtanam bhagavato gunakarma namnam vikrushya putram aghavan yad ajamilo Narayaneti Miyamana Iyaya Muktim Etavatala Maga Nirahanaya Pumsam Sankirtanam Bhagavato Guna Karma Namnam Vikrushya putram agavan yad ajamilopi. Narayaneti miyamana ihaha muktim. Etavata lamaga nirahanaya pumsam. Sankirtanam Bhagavato Guna Karma Namnam Vikrusha Putram Agavanya Rajami Lopi Narayaneti Miyamana Iyaya Muktim Etavatalam Aganirahanaya Pumsam Sankirtanam Bhagavato Guna Karma Namnam Vikrusha Putram Agavan Yada Jami Lopi Narayaneti Miyamana Iyaya Muktim
Satyantanam
Matajis? Etavata, with this much. Alam, sufficient. Aganirhanaya, for taking away the reactions of sinful activities. Pumsam, of human beings. Sankirtanam, the congregational chanting. Bhagavata, of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Guna, of the transcendental qualities. Karmanamnam, and of his names, according to his activities and pastimes. Vikrusha, crying to without offense. Putram, his son. Agavan, the sinful. Yat, since. Ajamilapi, even Ajamila. Narayana, the Lord's name, Narayana. Iti, thus. Miyamanaha, dying. Yaya, achieved. Muktim, liberation. Translation and purport by Srila Prabhupada. Therefore, it should be understood that one is easily relieved from all sinful reactions by chanting the holy name of the Lord and chanting of his qualities and activities. This is the only process recommended for relief from sinful reactions. Even if one chants the holy name of the Lord with improper pronunciation, he will achieve relief from material bondage if he chants without offenses. Ajamila, for example, was extremely sinful. But while dying, he merely chanted the holy name. And although calling his son, he achieved complete liberation because he remembered the name of Narayana. Purport. In the assembly of Raghunath Das Goswami's father, Haridas Thakur confirmed that simply by chanting the holy name of the Lord, one is liberated, even if he does not chant completely inoffensively. Smarta Brahmanas and Mayavadis do not believe that one can achieve liberation in this way. But the truth of Haridas Thakur's statement is supported by many quotations from Srimad Bhagavatam. In his commentary on this verse, for example, Sridhar Swami gives the following quotation. Shayam pratar grinan bhaktya dukagramar vimuchate. If one always chants the holy name of the Lord with great devotion in the evening and in the morning, one can become free from all material miseries. End quote. Another quotation confirms that one can achieve liberation if one hears the holy name of the Lord constantly. Every day with great respect. Anudim idam adarena srinvan. Another quotation says, Shravanam kirtanam dhyanam harer adbhutta karmana janma karma punanam cha tadarte kila chastitam. One should always chant and hear about the extraordinarily wonderful activities of the Lord. One should meditate upon these activities, and one should endeavor to please the Lord. That's from Bhagavatam 11.3.27. Sridhar Swami also quotes from the Puranas, Papa Chayascha Bhavati Smarantam Tam Ahar Nisham. One can become free from all sinful reactions simply by remembering the lotus feet of the Lord day and night, Ahar Nisham. Furthermore, he quotes from the Bhagavatam 6.3.31. This is coming up verse. Tasmat Sankirtanam Vishnor Jagan Mangalam Amhasam Mahatam Api Koravya Vidi Aikantika Nishkritam. Prabhupada doesn't give the translation to that, but it's coming up. About how this is the most auspicious activity in the universe. All these quotations prove that one who constantly engages in chanting and hearing of the holy activities, name, fame, and form of the Lord is liberated. As stated wonderfully in this verse, Etavatalam Aga Nirharanaya Pumsam, simply by uttering the name of the Lord, one is freed from all sinful reactions. The word Alam, which is used in this verse, indicates that simply uttering the holy name of the Lord is sufficient. This word is used with different imports. As stated in the Amara Kosha, the most authorized dictionary in the Sanskrit language, Alam Bhushana Paryapi Sakti Varana Vachakam. The word Alam is used to mean ornament, sufficiency, power, and restraint. Here the word Alam is used to indicate that there is no need of any other process, for the chanting of the holy name of the Lord is sufficient. Even if one chants imperfectly, one becomes free of all sinful reactions by chanting. The power of chanting the holy name was proved by the liberation of Ajamil. When Ajamil chanted the holy name of Narayana, he did not precisely remember the Supreme Lord. Instead, he remembered his own son. At the time of death, Ajamil certainly was not very clean. Indeed, he was famous as a great sinner. Furthermore, one's physiological condition is completely disturbed at the time of death. And in such an awkward condition, it would certainly have been very difficult for Ajamil to have chanted clearly. Nevertheless, Ajamil achieved liberation simply by chanting the holy name of the Lord. Therefore, what is to be said of those who are not sinful like Ajamil? It is to be concluded that with a strong vow, one should chant the holy name of the Lord. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. For thus one will certainly be delivered from the clutches of Maya by the grace of Krishna. The chanting of the Hare Krishna mantra is recommended even for persons who commit offenses, because if they continue chanting, they will gradually chant offenselessly. By chanting the Hare Krishna mantra without offenses, one increases his love for Krishna. As stated by Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Premapu Marto Mahan. One's main concern should be to increase one's attachment to the Supreme Personality of Godhead and to increase one's love for Him. In this regard, Srila Vishnava Chakravarti Thakur quotes the following verse from the Srimad Bhagavatam 11.19.24. Evam Dharmar Manushyanam Udavatmani Vedinam Mai Sanjayate Bhakti Kono Vito Shavasishate. My dear Uddhava, the supreme religious system for human society is that by which one can awaken his dormant love for me. Commenting on this verse, Srila Vishnava Chakravarti Thakur describes the word bhakti by saying, Premai Vokta Ka Anya Artha Asya. In the presence of bhakti, what is the necessity of liberation? Srila Vishnava Chakravarti Thakur also quotes this verse from the Padma Purana. Nama parada yuktanam, namani vaharanti yagham, avishranti prayuktani, tani avarta karani cha. Even if in the beginning one chants the Hare Krishna mantra with offenses, one will become free from such offenses by chanting again and again. Papa chayascha bhavati, smarantam tam aharnisham. One becomes free from all sinful reactions if one chants day and night, following the recommendation of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. It was Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu who quoted the verse, Harinama 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 Kevalam Kolo Nastyeva 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 Gatir Anyata. In this age of quarrel and hypocrisy, the only means of deliverance is chanting the holy name of the Lord. There is no other way. There is no other way. There is no other way. If the members of the Krishna Consciousness Movement strictly follow this recommendation of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, their position will always be secure. Jai. Om Gyanata Mananda Shaganandana Svakaya Chakshus Unmenitam Nena Tasmaya Sri Guruve Namah. Sri Chaitanya Manobhistam Sapitam Nena Bhutale Swayamupakadamayam Dadanti Svabhadantikam. Jai Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhara Srivasari Gaura Bhaktivinoda. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Panchakopa Tubhishta Kripa Sindhu Bhivacha Patitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaha. What need more do I have to say? Prabhupada's brilliant purport. And also, the whole essence of the Srimad Bhagavatam is pretty much what we experienced here in the Kirtan today. That's what everyone is. That's our whole purpose. Spontaneously taking all our time just to chant and dance in ecstasy. This is the whole purport, really. Develop love for Krishna and chant his holy names. So the verse again. Therefore it should be understood that one is easily relieved from all sinful reactions by chanting the holy name of the Lord and chanting of his qualities and activities. This is the only process recommended for relief from sinful reactions. Even if one chants the holy name of the Lord with improper pronunciation, he will achieve relief from material bondage if he chants without offenses. Ajamil, for example, was extremely sinful, but while dying, he merely chanted the holy name, and although calling his son, he achieved complete liberation because he remembered the name of Narayana. So Prabhupada, in his brilliant purport here, he begins by quoting this assembly of Raghunath Das Goswami's father. They had this assembly and they invited Haridas Thakur. And in that assembly, he confirmed, as he mentioned here, that simply chanting Hare Krishna, the Lord is liberated if he completely chants with the offensiveness. But today is actually his appearance day. Raghunath Das Goswami. And of course we know he was a direct disciple of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. He was a son of a very rich man, and yet he didn't have any interest in material wealth. Lord Chaitanya gave him a little clue. He told him, he said, from within, keep yourself and your mind completely aloof. It's like indifference we're talking about to material sense gratification. because he was actually in charge of managing the state. So he was doing his external duties. So he said, from within, keep yourself and your mind completely aloof, but externally execute the material duties just as they need to be done. So this is a position a devotee, only a devotee can achieve. Many yogis, they try to control the senses and become relieved from sense gratification by force, but only by the forces of higher transcendental activities, as Raghunath Das Goswami performed under the instruction of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So it's interesting. Let's go to that assembly and see what Raghunath Das Goswami had said. The real results of chanting are discussed there. So they're discussing different ways. Some of them said, by chanting the holy name, one's freed from the reactions of sinful life. And other people are saying, well, simply by chanting the holy name of the Lord, a living being is liberated from material bondage. And then Haridas Thakur protested. He said, these two benedictions aren't the true result of chanting the holy name. Actually, by chanting the holy name without offenses, one awakens his ecstatic love for the lotus feet of Krishna. So this is what Prabhupada's, if you noticed in Prabhupada's purport, he starts from getting free from liberation and then sinful activities like this, and then it gradually Prabhupada talks about love of God towards the end of the purport. So this is what Raghunath Das Goswami is really pointing out here. When a person is actually advanced and takes pleasure in chanting the holy name of the Lord, who is very dear to him, he is agitated and loudly chants the holy name. He also laughs, cries, becomes agitated and chants just like a madman, not caring for outsiders. This is what happened today. And this is actually Lord Chaitanya, I think his spiritual master gave him this verse. And he said this is actually the essence of the Srimad Bhagavatam. So you can see just like today, Bhanu Bhatta didn't care for outsiders, or he didn't care if there was a class coming on. He just completely chanted like a madman. There's very much attachment for the holy names. So this is the result. This is the essence. So all we had to do is just listen to that kirtan. That's the whole purport to this class. So this is very nice. And but he goes on to say, liberation and extinction of the reactions of sinful life are two concomitant byproducts of chanting the holy name of the Lord. An example is found in the gleams of morning sunlight. As the rising sun immediately dissipates all the world's darkness, which is deep like an ocean, so the holy name of the Lord is chanted once, if chanted once without offenses, dissipates all the reactions of living beings' sinful life. All glory is to that holy name of the Lord, which is auspicious for the entire world. So after reciting these verses, the learned scholars, they asked, or actually Haridas Thakur asked them, can you please explain the meaning of this verse? And then they required, well, it's better for you if you chant, if you explain the meanings to this important verse. So Haridas Thakur began to explain. As the sun begins to rise, even before it is visible, it dissipates the darkness of night. With the first glimpse of sunlight, fear of thieves, ghosts, and demons immediately disappears. And when the sun is actually visible, everything is manifest, and everyone begins performing his religious activities and regulative duties. Similarly, the first hint that offenseless chanting of the Lord's holy name has awakened dissipates the reactions of sinful life immediately. And when one chants the holy name offenselessly, one awakens to service in ecstatic love at the lotus feet of Krishna. Liberation is the insignificant result derived from a glimpse of the awakening of offenseless chanting of the holy name. And he quotes the verse, he says, while dying, Ajamil chanted the holy name of the Lord, intending to call his son Narayan. Nevertheless, he attained the spiritual world. What then to speak of those who chant the holy name with faith and reverence? Liberation, which is unacceptable for a pure devotee, is always offered by Krishna without difficulty. My devotees do not accept salokya, sarshti, sarupya, samipya, or oneness with me. Even if I offer these liberations in preference to serving me. So this is the end of that. But then someone got very disturbed. This Gopal Chakrabarti, he was a tax collector. He used to collect millions of dollars. And he challenged Haridas Thakur. He said, how could that be? There's people after many thousands of lifetimes that can hardly achieve liberation. You're saying simply by this glimpse of the holy name, people get free from their sins and they get liberated. And he said, if that's not true, may your nose be cut off. So Haridas Thakur said, yeah, okay, well, if it's not true, then my nose, cut it off. And everybody became offended. And they kicked this guy out of there, the Gopal Chakrabarti, and they relieved him of his service. And because of that offense, Haridas Thakur didn't take any offense. But because of that offense, you know, that's the nature of Krishna. He doesn't tolerate offenses to his devotees. So he got leprosy, and his beautiful nose and fingers and toes, they all just withered away because of that offense. So this is, you know, the power of Krishna and his holy name, and the power of offenseless chanting. You know, we have to become very conscious of this. There's chanting Hare Krishna, but there's offenses. You know, we don't have time to go into all the offenses. But, you know, the whole purpose of religion, of any kind of, you see religions, they all seem to be based in some kind of fear. They want to be free from their reactions to sinful activities, you know, from suffering. They're afraid. So they take up some religiosity out of sentiment, out of fear. But, you know, an offense to the holy name is to chant the holy name as some mundane, you know, pious activity. We're not really chanting Hare Krishna ourselves to become free from sins. But we're really chanting Hare Krishna to develop love for Krishna. This is our main purpose. So we shouldn't be like some mundane religious group. Prabhupada said, this is like the, how did the word Prabhupada use? Not the PhD, but it's like the cream of all the religions. It's like the essence of all religions. It's above all religions. It's a transcendental activity. It's not some mundane, pious activity. It's completely transcendental. So we should chant with that in mind, that this is such a powerful process, and our whole purpose is to attain the goal of life. And this is the problem with our leaders today, especially in Kali Yuga. They have no idea what the purpose of life is, what the goal of life is, but yet they pose themselves as leaders. So what happens then? Everyone's goal in life is misplaced, thinking that it's to become more comfortable, a better situation, you know, some happiness in the material world, which seems all the politicians promise. But who's promising you love of God? You know, who's promising you something? You see. So there's one story. There's one devotee asked, I think it was a devotee or it was an Indian gentleman. He said, Prabhupada, you were a chemist, you know, in your previous life. Do you know the formula to get love of God? And Prabhupada said, yes, I know the formula. He says, can you tell me? And he said, yes. Tunada pi sunichena turoriga zishena. You know, all this verse. So he quoted that. So this is, we have to become very humble. And when we chant, then we could chant constantly like that. So humility means we're actually hearing Krishna, we're chanting, and we're listening. Prabhupada said this hearing and chanting is very important. This is actually trance. This is samadhi. And then it fixes your mind on the holy name, and you're actually absorbed in Krishna. So there's many offenses. We should be careful as devotees to always make sure that we are following them. Because if you chant without offense, that's when you start developing love for God. So we should see that's very, it's a very awesome thing to do. So there's also a verse in there where in the purport, Prabhupada mentions how, you know, at the time of death, Ajamil, it's very painful. It's a very heavy situation. You know, that one at the time of death, it's very difficult. There's so many inconveniences, and you're totally bewildered and disturbed. It's very painful. So that's why King Kulishekar has this famous prayer that was so beloved to Prabhupada that he frequently quoted it and sang it as a bhajan. In fact, it was on one of his first recorded albums that they produced, you know, which is the Krishna Tvadiya Pada Pankaja Panjarantam. O Lord Krishna, at this moment, let the royal swan of my mind enter the tangled stems of the lotus of your feet. How will it be possible for me to remember you at the time of death, when my throat will be choked up with mucus, bile, and air? O mind, think of the lotus-eyed Lord who reclines on the mountain-like serpent Ananta. O tongue, glorify him. O head, bow down to him. O hands, join your palms in supplication to him. O body, offer outstretched obeisances to him. O heart, take full shelter of him. That Supreme Lord is the topmost deity. It is he alone who is all auspicious and supremely purifying. He alone who awards eternal perfection. Srila Prabhupada talks about how Krishna is everywhere. He's in everything. You know, he manifests everything for us. He has different energies. But also Krishna himself appears as his avatars, as his incarnations. It's actually Krishna himself coming in the form of the material world. And this is Krishna is actually in his name. So he's personally there present. He comes personally in the form of the deity. Even though it may be marble or wood or stone, Krishna is everywhere, so he can manifest himself from anywhere. So there's a verse in the Bhagavatam that also describes we should offer everything, even our life breath, as you're breathing, you should offer that to Krishna. Everything should be offered to Krishna. Because everything is Krishna's and everything should be used for him. And that's the whole difference between the vision of the devotee and the vision of the karmis or the materialist, is that they see everything for themselves, for my sense gratification. But the devotees see everything, oh, this is for Krishna, this is Krishna's. So they can dovetail everything for Krishna. Like the example of Raghunath Das Goswami, he engaged, you know, as a manager of the state. But eventually he gave everything up. He was completely detached like that. You see. So it's 15 after now, but if you want to hear a little bit about some of the other devotees who appear today, maybe we could just mention a little bit. There's Sri Raghunath Thakur. Raghunanda Thakur. Yeah, Raghunanda Thakur. He, I guess it was Lord Chaitanya appeared to him. He said to Mukunda, between you and Raghunanda, he approached Mukunda, yeah, who is his father. He said, who is the father and who is the son? So the father admitted that actually my son is my father because he brought me to Krishna consciousness somehow. And he was the one that used to make the deity eat laddus. He used to tell the deity, eat, eat. And then, let's see here. There's Vishnupriya. She's the internal potency of Krishna. She's the second wife of Lord Chaitanya. She came in the Gaura Lila to help assist Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu in his mission of spreading the holy name to us through Srila Prabhupada. And there's Sri Vishnuvas Chakravarti Thakur. It's his disappearance day. He appeared in 1586. He was a very scholarly personality. He studied Sanskrit grammar, poetry, rhetoric. He was undefeatable in overcoming anyone's arguments and debate. He wrote many books. There was a nice quote about him in one of the scriptures. It said, he who reveals the jewel of devotion to Vishvanath, the Lord of the universe, and thus expands the circle of bhakti, is a Chakravarti. That was Vishnava Chakravarti Thakur. And then there was Pundarika Vidyanidhi. And that's described in the Adi Lila. He was the third branch of Lord Chaitanya. And he was very dear to Lord Chaitanya. And in his absence, sometimes Lord Chaitanya would cry. He was so attached to him. And it's described in the CC, all these different devotees, if anyone would take some time today to look up these things. But so that's the The purport to the class today is that we have to really become absorbed. You know, our main purpose is that we want to please Krishna. In fact, that's what Prabhupada said. You know, someone asked Prabhupada, how can we please you? There's a big Sankirtan event. And every devotee was thinking, yeah, I just got to go out and distribute books, go do this, do that. And Prabhupada said, no, just develop your love for Krishna. That pleases me the most. Yeah, Narantra asked that question. Yeah, so that's important. And this is Prabhupada. We can see the power of the holy name. Just one example, Srila Prabhupada. There was one devotee, I forget his name, Krishnadas Babaji or something. He was, Prabhupada said he was a Paramahamsa. But he asked Bhanu Maharaj, he said, Swami went to, what do they call him? Swami, Prabhupada Swami, they didn't call him Prabhupada, they called him Swami. Bhaktivedanta Swami, yeah, Bhaktivedanta Swami went to America and he spread the holy name. You went to America, spread the holy name. All the things you did were the same things. You know, you preached, you did this, you both preached. But Bhaktivedanta Swami, he was successful. Why was that? I don't know if he ever answered the question, but he answered it. He told him, he said, because Bhaktivedanta Swami, he had full faith in the holy name. He had complete faith. And you see in many pastimes, Srila Prabhupada here, even in the building of ISKCON, how much faith he had in the holy name. So this is very powerful. That this is the whole reason that we are taken of Krishna consciousness, because we're faithful. Actually, one of the offenses of chanting the holy name also is, you know, to preach to the faithless. So that's why people wait for 6 months, a few years, before they get initiated to see that they're faithful. So if we're not faithful in Krishna consciousness, then what happens? Then you go somewhere else. And then you won't be successful. So Srila Prabhupada had complete faith, you know, in this process. So we'll just end with this verse. Kalera dosha nidhi rajan asti hieko mahan guna kirtanareva krishna sya mukta sangha parambajet. My dear king, although Kali Yuga is an ocean of faults, there's still one good quality about this age. Simply by chanting the Hare Krishna Ma mantra, one can become free from material bondage and be promoted to the transcendental kingdom. Jai. Okay, Srimad Bhagavatam. Anybody have any comments, questions, realizations? Jai, thank you for your kind attention. I'll go to Srimad Bhagavatam. Hare Krishna.